Hi, everyone. Oh, there's no one in front of me. Hang on. Okay. Hello, everyone. Oh, on the internet. That's right. Thank you. Welcome back to Gab Street. We're here for episode 115. And God, is that a weird number to say? That is insane because we've been doing this for multiple years. We're bringing it back. It's going to hit the ground running once again. Today we have a really exciting episode because I thought it was going to be one person. And then it wasn't. It's a whole party, actually. My friend Nico Taylor here brought some other folks. Would you like to introduce yourself, Nico?
Hello, my name is Nico Taylor.
How would you describe in a couple of words your genre of creativity?
Like a little of my aesthetic of art, or like the little pop words I get,
what
like
you
moody
do.
Pop and comedy.
Like, what is the quickest way to understand what you do as a creative person?
Probably connect with others is my main focus there.
Love.
I think that's probably why my work is like both moody and comedic, because it can touch on a few different emotions at the same time that we hopefully can all relate to and connect with one another over.
Excellent. Very nice. Thank you. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Camilo Velasco, and if I had to summarize what I do a lot, so I do like traditional visual stuff, and then I also perform, and I guess my goal with that is storytelling mostly, just trying to tell stories that are both mine and, you know, because one story is multiple stories, it reaches people that way, I like to think.
Lovely, very cool. Thank you for your answer. My friend over here, introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Aiden Crockett. I am a mixed media artist, photographer, writer, poet, and I think if you had to sum up what I do quickly, it's maybe equal parts introspection, philosophy, and screaming in a closet.
Lovely. That is exactly what we promote here on the Gab Street podcast. Thank you for bringing more of it. We appreciate it.
How am I going to follow you this entire
time? You're going
time?
To have
yeah, we're all just a cushion for Aiden.
My name is Luca Weinberger, and I'm a full-time artist, so it's a compilation of tattooing, murals, and fine art. And I guess the main focus for me is beautification of communities, beautification of people's bodies, creating like a sense of connection and pride with your neighborhood or with your own body, and that seems to be the main theme for me.
Excellent. One more time, we're going to go around with everybody and we're going to say our name and pronouns so everybody listening can understand how to refer to us.
Yes. Nico Taylor, he, they, or they, he. Both are good with me.
Camilo, any with good intention.
I like that.
Me too.
That's really good. I'll have to remember that one.
Yeah.
Aiden, she, them. As I said earlier, anything but him is cool.
Luca Weinberger, they, them.
And I'm your host, Chloe Leo, and I use she and they pronouns. Don't forget it. welcome back to the number one podcast in Columbus for the counterculture. We have had several different slogans for the show. That is the latest one, and I really want to lean into that with this new, we're calling it season two, because it's season two of my life as well, in a funny way. So, but I'm happy to have y'all here. It's really cool because this show brings the opportunity to connect a lot of different creative folks from different walks of life and similar walks of life, and I especially love having the opportunity for folks to really brag about themselves. That is what I look for here on this show. This is the opportunity.
I'm your bitch.
Yes. That is what I'm looking for.
What'd you say? I need to work on this, so perfect.
This is practice. Welcome here.
Take absolutely.
Listeners, if you could see Aiden's outfit, you would know.
Yeah, absolutely. Color coordinated.
We'll leave that to your imagination. Whatever turns you on the most, that is what
slayed to death, everyone. Okay, just so you understand. But how do we all know each other, first of all? Let's get into that.
Yeah, I guess through me mostly, but I feel like everybody also kind of knows each other.
Well, yeah. I met Luca before I met any of you because it's been quite a bit of time with them getting my bilateral sleeves done.
Which are beautiful, by the way.
Oh my god, yes. In case you don't know, Luca's a genius. Write that down.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You cutie pie.
We're
I hear
just here
the
to
scribbles.
Brag about Luca today, actually.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Yay!
This is number one podcast for Luca fan kids.
Yes.
Instagram at lowbarart.
So everybody knows each other, well, not each other, but kind of through you.
Kind of,
to
not
an
really,
extent.
Because I feel like the queer community at Columbus is kind of like that. Like, you think you've met some, but they're friends with five other people for sure.
Oh, it's a big old web.
Yeah,
100%.
Which is great.
Well, I think I met Nico through Instagram because I don't live in Columbus anymore. I live in the Dayton area. And then we collaborated on a video project with Camilo also. Yeah,
that's how we met.
That was fun. Yeah, I met both of them when I was sitting absolutely naked on a stool with several cameras pointed at me.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, we really bonded. It was a
great
experience.
You know, with 3 hours of people painting your body, it's pretty... It's emotional.
It's pretty typical, actually.
Classic trans behavior.
Classic queer C-bus.
And I actually... I met Nico at Queer Bomb at a club. It was because I had just moved to Columbus. I've only been here for just shy of a year, and so I had only been in Columbus for no more than a month or two.
Oh, so I met you not that long into you literally being here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
I'm a newer resident.
Very cool. See, I'm born and raised Columbus, so I don't know what it's like to live anywhere else. And I feel like a lot of folks that I've interviewed have been from other places. How, just from y'all's individual perspectives, whoever wants to chime in, like, if you're from somewhere, or I guess, where are we from in general?
Like, where were we born, kind of thing?
Like, where would you say most of your socialization has happened?
Okay. Because I was going to say, I was born in Fort Worth, Texas, but I don't feel like I'm, like, from Fort Worth, Texas.
Real.
I wouldn't say I ever felt like I was from Fort Worth, Texas. That's for sure. I've lived in Columbus for about 10 years, so this is probably... I was just telling my wife about that the other day, though. Like, I went to Texas a couple years ago for a trans mural, and it was like, I understood that I was from Texas, but not from Texas. Like, it didn't feel like my community or home by any means.
Like, only in the physical sense.
Only in the physical sense, like, oh yeah,
like oh, I came
the
from
grass
here.
Like, is brown.
I remember growing up
with no seasons. Yeah.
And then I heard you talking about Portland, Oregon earlier.
Yeah, so I was born in Minneapolis, Minnesota, not too far. And then I traveled around living with my mom in a van for the first couple of years after that, and then we eventually settled in Portland, Oregon, which is where most of my roots are, and a lot of my remaining family is there as well.
Gotcha. Okay. And you said you've only been here for how long now?
I moved here, oh my gosh, so it has been just about a year, August of last year. So a year and a month.
Mazel.
Very cool. So I have another question that I'm leading up to once I have an answer from all of you, just using that information, so bear with me here. What about you?
All right. Well, I grew up in Yellow Springs, Ohio, a town outside of Dayton, and I swear if anybody even asks or thinks or types where Dave Chappelle is from, I would jump. I would jump through this microphone. But I came to Columbus in 1997, at the risk of dating myself here, to go to college at Ohio State. And I stayed here until 2013 when my third child was born, and I realized I couldn't fit any more kids into the walk-in closet, and we moved back to Yellow Springs, and that's where I live now.
I used to visit Yellow Springs like 6 times a year. And I grew up in Upper Arlington here in Columbus, Ohio, so... It was a breath of fresh air for me.
I was
going to
say, that's a little bit of change of weather right there.
Change of pace, yeah. What about you?
I was born in New York City, but I also lived in Puerto Rico, and I also lived a bunch of places upstate New York. And then I lived in LA the last 13 years before I moved here. So weirdly, even though I was like 18 when I moved to LA, I feel like LA is kind of the most like consistent place that I've lived. So I'll say I'm from LA.
Cool.
Just keep it simple. Yeah.
As the phrase went earlier, like that's where most of your socialization happened, you would say.
Yeah, the like in my 20s and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's like I became like a real person in a place full of not real people. So it's pretty cool.
Felt that.
Yeah.
Cool. Yep. Very nice. So I ask all of you that because I'm always curious from everybody, if they're from somewhere else, how their perception of the creative scene here differs from where they were before, and two, personally, how it feels to be a creative in the Columbus creative community, because it's a very unique place in its market lack of and inclusion of certain things. So I like to hear from different folks on that. Do you want to start off?
Or does anybody? I feel like I'll have to process that question a bit.
For sure.
Only because I did whenever I lived in Texas.
Right. Yeah.
I did theater there. Mm. But there was like just a little portion of Dallas that was dedicated to the arts. And then whenever I moved to Columbus, I think because the only thing that I could truly think of is like proximity, whereas like Dallas, you know, you have to drive a pretty far amount of time. It takes about 2 hours or 1 hour everywhere. Kind of like, probably not like LA, but it's about a 1 to 2 hour visit to get places, whereas in the arts community in Columbus, I feel like it's pretty close and pretty tight-knit. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know if it's necessarily to its fault. I'm not sure.
No.
I think that it's great. I've met some amazing people, and as far as differing, I feel like maybe Dallas was like too big city or something. Like, I'm not sure. Yeah. Luca would probably be able to touch on that way better than myself.
Like, maybe it felt a little more impersonal in that area.
Yeah, and a theater's probably a bad reference point versus like visual art in Columbus, but I do know that there weren't a ton of indie galleries that you could become a part of in Texas, kind of. It felt more mainstream kind of stuff, but here it seems like lots of little small galleries seem to be invested in local art and trying to get people promoted and connected and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and you can connect more organically here as
okay.
well. Like my show at 934 came because I was at 934 Fest last year, and then Liz hit me up like, hey, we have a space for a show in June. Do you want it?
Yeah.
And it was just like that. Whereas LA would be like waiting lists and a smidge of nepotism required to
okay.
like get anywhere.
Okay.
And it would be like 3 years in the making to make anything happen.
Wow.
But here it can just happen in a month. Like you hitting me up for
right.
this show, it's like,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I feel like people
so
do
quick.
Like a lot of, I was talking to someone recently and I was saying that every artist I meet seems to be hungry to do something in Columbus.
Yeah.
Connect, promote each other. It seems like we're in this in a way to for each other
mm-hmm.
and promoting and connecting with.
Well, feels very grassroots.
I was going to say, Columbus has been really fun for me, excuse me, because I sort of am just dipping my toe into the Columbus area, but I live in the Dayton area, but I've actually only been working as an artist professionally for 2 years, so I'm actually a career paramedic, and so, it's all new to me, but I know Columbus versus Dayton is Columbus is so much more fun, and I think it's because the people in the creative community here are younger.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're more open to just doing what's fun, having fun with their art, as opposed to, you know, I put it in my gallery, you look at it, I take it off the wall and go home. Which is how it is in Dayton, plus or minus, you know, unless you're willing to do the old art fair every weekend scene.
Gotcha.
I think one of the most sustainable things here is that cost of living is rising, for sure, but in general, it's a lot more sustainable here, so you can grow your artistic career here and like focus a little bit on your art while you're holding a job versus bigger cities where the cost of living is so ridiculous that there's literally no time unless you make up like a ridiculous job. Like I made up my job, so I was able to like draw and paint but I was working for myself, so I had a lot of flexibility. But a lot of my friends who I went to art school with were struggling to make anything for themselves because they were so inundated with a normal job, well, usually like 4 or 5 normal jobs just to keep their head above water. So here I feel like artists are also able to flourish if they have the mindset for it. And like Nico was saying, everyone here is really hungry. It's like there's spaces, there is creativity, there's audacity, and like those three things together.
We're recording on Audacity right now.
I did forget to mention that we're all showing art together. September 30th, if you are free that night, we're going to be there.
Can we get a lean toward the microphone? Can we get a plug real quick?
Yeah, the plug is September 30th. All trans artists, I think at this point it's 7 of us now.
9/37 artists. Where's it at?
1201 North High Street.
1201 North High Street. 1201.
We're going to have queer skating, a little bit of drag.
Gay skating. Queer skating.
Skating.
Gating.
Gating.
Squating.
And squating. And drag. And a little bit of drag as well.
Yes.
So it's going to be a fun night.
What
all
time?
It's what time should we be there? 3 to 10.
3 to 10. 7 hours. That's like a shift.
What's the name of the show?
The name of the show is Extra Transestrial Aliens Among You.
Say that one more time.
Extra Transestrial Aliens Among You. And so
y'all,
if you want to see art, it's 3 to 7, and then from 7 to 10 is drag. But we'll also have queer skating and art throughout the day. And so just stop by, see some art, skate, a little bit of drag. It'll be fun.
Yeah. And there's going to be prints and merch and stuff for sale. And
we're also going to give profit to Kaleidoscope from our snack sales.
Kaleidoscope Youth Center, y'all.
Kaleidoscope.
So come hungry.
So come hungry.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
And audacious.
Yes, hungry and audacious.
Bring all
and
of your money.
Optional theme dress code of like
optional.
Space, optional.
Alien.
Theme. Yeah.
Alien.
Alien, space, whatever you're feeling. Yeah. Make sure it's out of this world.
My brain was saying that as you said that.
But your brain.
I stole my
stupid
joke.
Damn it.
I plan to dress so square and so boring that contextually it is out of this world.
Out of this world. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Comparatively, it is so out of this world. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I feel like I should come dressed as an alien trying its absolute hardest to dress like a human being.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that's a good
that's
one.
A really good
would you like to do a performance?
That would be great.
You should. You should.
Hello, seriously. Fellow Earthlings.
You should be on the whole time, like your little puppy, just like, oh, look at you, trying to be a person.
Just wear little antennas, no. Luca.
You one of those aliens who just flaunts your passing privilege? Is that what you do?
Okay, so I wasn't gonna get in the discourse, but
oh god!
No,
I'm slapping the table. It was a trap.
Figuratively slapping the table. Yes. Okay. Cool. What is, I don't know where to go from there. That was just a good
done.
Spot. Done. It's like, good show, everyone. Thank you.
My like input here is mostly going to be like the verbal equivalent of a spike strip. Like this will be driving along and then just bam, right there. Like you're done.
I really love when you see a video of a cop driving over their own spike strip.
Okay. Schadenfreude.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But anyhoozle. So y'all have been involved in the Columbus creative scene for different amounts of time overall. So I'm curious from each of you, what's like the most significant creative engagement, or at least the first one that comes to mind that you can tell our audience about?
Ooh, well, I just finished one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did this mural, and I received a lot of pushback from the building owner because the first design I submitted was like a trans person with top surgery scars in this very like Norman Rockwell,
absolutely
Americana
outrageous
kind of way, and it's like literally a normal scene, but there's top surgery scars, and they're like, yeah, if you erase the top surgery scars, it's fine. I'm like, I'm not gonna do that. It's like, then I'm gonna draw something else then entirely. I almost was like, I'm just gonna give them the money back, and then I got my back got really injured, so I couldn't afford to give them the money back, so I had to make a mural. So
fair
this
enough
time I featured a trans person, I just didn't tell them. So now there's just a giant trans intersexual person in Franklinton, and if you look for it, you can see Easter eggs for it.
That is so lovely, and we need to keep that energy going, please.
Yes. Yeah, well, because like I want every single mural I do now to feature a trans person, so that we can like normalize trans existence and presence.
Also, they shouldn't get a say. We're here anyway.
Right.
How about you, you want to erase something on here? You want to try it on actual person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. We're going to include ourselves. 100%.
Yeah.
No, that's super powerful. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, definitely.
What about you?
This is really only my second like real showing of my work here. But I'm very excited about it because like this is the scene I want to be involved in, and it's difficult for me. I live about an hour away. And so to make new connections here and to be involved with things, I really lucked out meeting Nico and then having him be so enthusiastic about the video project I came to him with, and then now I'm just here, but I mean Nico sort of guides me by the hand to all these events and I have a blast, and you know it's what it is, but it's just so much fun to be in Columbus versus the Dayton area. You know, I was telling people I probably missed this opening on the 30th for my regular work, and I was super bummed about it. I've missed openings in the Dayton area on the reg, and I'm just like, whatever. What did I miss?
Like, oh, damn.
Not to just like continually poop on Dayton, but you know, one of you there who's listening.
They got airplanes in a warehouse.
Listen, the Air Force Museum is the jam. I'll fight anybody who says otherwise.
Okay, it is pretty cool.
I've been there before, I think.
Did you go to high school? Yes, you have.
I failed. Almost. No.
From one dropout to another. So I similarly have been taken by the hand by Nico on numerous occasions, specifically for gallery showings. I hadn't had the opportunity, other than like student exhibits when I was at community college in Portland, to actually be in a gallery space, even though I worked at a gallery for like 4 years as a student. But coming here, they just like started inviting me to be part of shit, and I was like, wait, what, who, me? But this will be the first one where I'm actually in town for the opening, because my fiance is in Portland, and so I spend a lot of time there with him and stuff, and I'm really excited that the timing is working for once. And then in terms of performance, I would say this new monthly drag show that I was able to be part of, I believe their first, it's called The Freak Show.
I was there.
You were there.
Yes,
you were there.
That's
that was
where
how we
met. Yes.
But it happens every month at Cafe Bourbon Street. And
Miser Malicious
is the host and is just such a sweetheart.
Gonna also be on the show.
And oh,
absolutely.
Yay.
It's gonna
I'm
happen.
So excited. But yeah, I think that being in that space was just like really affirming to the type of drag and performance art that inspires me and that I want to continue doing. And seeing people come out to support something that is not as classically celebrated in terms of drag and performance art, both in Columbus and outside of Columbus. It just feels good to have those niche spaces become established that celebrate all types of performers.
We're seeing more resources become available to those who look for them in the
mm-hmm.
Columbus creative scene at a rapid rate. I can't really name anything in particular, but it's becoming easier and easier to connect and throw shows, and I feel like a lot of venues have opened up their minds and a lot in the past like few years. Would y'all agree with that?
I'm kind of seeing the opposite.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
You think so?
I mean, like, depends on where you are, but mostly as a muralist, I'm seeing a lot of building owners become a lot more emboldened to be very homophobic, transphobic, racist.
It's so trendy.
Like, create a lot of, they're, like, very gatekeepy now and very sensitive to certain subject matter. So I'm encountering a lot more obstacles than when I first got here.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Considering also... As someone who has reported on this technically, I interviewed Matter News about this, but this is one of the most highly economically segregated cities in the United States. And so the people that are the owners of the buildings versus the people that are going to do art on them are much more stratified farther from each other than they are in other places. And I feel like that's also a case where they're going to be a little bit further out of the bubble, so to speak, of understanding of the importance of and the significance of this art and why it should be here. But then they're like, ah, it's my I own these bricks. These are my brick and mortar.
A
even
brick
though it's
collector.
These... made of the same shit as the rest of the earth. And as am I. But I own it.
I have a thought about that too, noticing from an outsider becoming more of an insider perspective. I feel like on an individual and like intra-community level, I have received a lot of just like really warm welcome and guidance from artists in Columbus who have shared inspiration and excitement with one another. And so like, I mean, there's always gonna be drama no matter where you are. But here I feel like I've been able to find really incredible people really quickly in a way that I found difficult in other cities. But then on a sort of like city institutional level, coming back to the class gap, I have noticed just like, that incredible gap between what individuals want and what the individuals that actually make up the city want versus the people who own the majority of buildings and resource in the city, but make up a far, far fewer percent of the actual population.
Yep.
So it's very like disjointedly weighted.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I was trying to like have this conversation with a building owner about my trans, but not even trans at all, because it wasn't even political design. And he was saying how like the neighborhood wouldn't like it, there'd be pushback. I'm like, do you live in this neighborhood? Do you know, we were having this conversation in One Line Cafe with a giant Black Lives Matter and rainbow and like trans.
You were in One Line, and this person said this?
Yes, I'm like,
that is insanity.
Honey,
well, because what he really meant was other building owners will tease me about this.
Yeah, for sure. Or like, because they haven't rented out the building yet to business owners, it's like, oh, no one's gonna want to rent from us. It's like a lot of people are gonna want to rent from you, who feel like, oh, this building owner understands and reflects my values.
Yeah.
So we're going to go hard into this building.
Oh, you think we're all poor.
Right. Like, that's pretty much it, right? That's what comes down to it. It's like, bitch, I'm a tattooer. I'm doing fine.
It's like, don't bring those moneyless people to my building.
But as we know, the Alphabet Mafia will spend.
Absolutely.
We will spend.
Oh, 100%.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We
ridiculous.
Buy so many flags. That industry's booming lately.
Right?
There's so many items that yet to have a flag.
The study of vexillology has been growing so much in just 4 years.
I had to tell my wife, I was like, honey, can we have something that isn't a flag? I was like, honestly, if you and I walk into the street, do we need to tell people we're gay? Like,
so, Nico, we didn't quite get an answer from you on your most significant artistic engagement in Columbus. I'm curious.
I don't know. I feel like...
Like, it all sucks. I hate it all.
No, I would say that I went full-time art at the beginning of this year. I saved enough to do that. And I
Big
knew
time.
That when I started it, I had to hold on to something that was meaningful, or I would burn out very quickly.
Totally.
Because I'm personally just done with bullshit and doing stuff that isn't focused on people I love. And supporting the people that I love. So, like, fuck it, I'm not doing... Oh, am I allowed to say fuck?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So that's okay. Where this...
No, this is for ages 8 and up. We cannot have...
No, but it's like, Aiden and Camilo both said, like, they felt lucky because I've led them along. But that... I feel lucky because I've met them. Mm. And if I have something that they can be a... Why wouldn't I?
Okay, but you can curse, but you can't be gay.
Shit.
Damn it.
No, I'm so but good at it's like, it's just, to me, it's about connecting with and supporting and hopefully getting into places like us doing multiple shows like this. Why not? Or work like over around and up around these fucking businesses that are shutting us out. Like, why not find us? I don't know, just in a possibility way, just connecting with one another and focusing on that has been my goal, because everything else feels pointless and will eventually be pointless to me. So it's like, if I'm gonna focus on something, then it is that. Like, of course I love to make shapes. That's cool. Mm-hmm. And I like to connect with people, and I've had a little bit of success. I can get paid for that. But it doesn't really mean much to me personally. It's more meaningful to me to have this show and hang out with you guys and see your art up in the short north and be like, oh wow, that was really cool. We got to do something together for our community. And even if people that aren't our community come along, maybe they'll learn a fucking thing or two. And maybe they'll want a mural on their building.
Absolutely.
And that's the kind of energy, when I say I'm lucky to have hooked up with you, that is the kind of energy, because my art and probably my person tend to be a little self-centered, and I need someone who has that community-minded energy and who will put together bigger events, because you know, my default is sort of, hey, everyone look at me, and why wouldn't you? And
why wouldn't
getting a chance to like get out and see what real community and real altruism and all of that it looks like, it helps me a lot to continue to grow as a person and yeah. Sort of get out of that section of my mind.
Well, I'm happy that you found like it, that it brings you happiness for sure.
No.
I'm happy that exists, but I think I was just thinking while you were talking about I don't even care what people's art looks like to be in our shows. I'm like, well, you're trans, like, for sure. Come on, like, who am I to judge anybody's piece of work, first of all? So it's like, let's just get together, put our art on. It has to be good. Like, if I know that you have important, good things to say, why shouldn't everybody like your art?
Well, you have to find the one person with an objective opinion.
And lots of money.
I'm right here.
It's like a bunch of rich people told us that this art was important to them. Like, no, fuck that.
Yeah.
My friend Ian has way more important art.
Seriously.
To me, I mean, like, if you look at, like, even the Dada movement, the anti-art movement, you know, it's like there's art making fun of art. Like, how far are we going to... Like, it's not interesting to me anymore. I want to be interested in the person and support... That's more intriguing. What they have to say, their perspectives, their worldviews, like, I can shut the fuck up and just, like, put them. That's more interesting, you know?
That's called using your platform.
Okay.
That's what that is.
Damn right.
Good job.
Nicely done.
Good little baby.
Good boy.
We have a lot of the same thoughts about that, because I think you and I are both very community-minded, and we like to hold space for other people, and like I was talking about earlier, this is the opportunity to brag about your shit. You come on here and you toot your own horn as much as you want. So I think it's really important to have those folks that are just kind of like, I don't give a fuck. I want to see what you're doing. You know what I mean? And then just create a big old party out of it. And I think that's always really fun. And I think that conversations like this being listened to by people that are like us will only lead to more and more of them, and more folks talking to each other about the memories that they've created together by creating art, because they were inspired by people like us to do it together. So it's just, it continues to hand itself to itself over time as you keep doing it. And that's what I love so much about this. You can just put positive energy and you can just watch it flourish. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I
feel like we've kind of nicely connected to the points we've been making here is that, you know, you seem to want to make and curate and promote art on your terms in a way that's meaningful to you. And we're talking about cost of living here. And that is so influential on an artist's ability to make art that is meaningful to themselves and on their own terms. You know, if you're trying to scratch out a living, you know, you need to start making art that people want to buy all of the time. And it stops being about you, and it starts being about paying your electric bill. And so, you know, I'm fortunate enough to be old, and my wife and I are pretty established in our careers, and I can do art on my own terms. I can say no to things if they don't fit what I want to do and be associated with. Whereas if, you know, I was depending on this to feed my children, I don't know that I would have that freedom.
Step one for me being a full-time artist was to not have children.
Yeah.
And to not be straight.
Yeah.
And to not be cisgendered.
Yeah.
Or else I'd be trapped with babies and never make art of my own.
I came pretty late to recognizing my queerness and my artisticness, and I was well into having children by then. So, yeah.
I think you've struck a really good balance, though.
I've been trying.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Yeah, I found like just the right amount of time that I neglect my children to work on my parents. And I think, you know, too much is irresponsible. And then my spending too much time with them is also irresponsible. So this is perfect.
And luckily, they can make them a sandwich now. You know, they don't need you for every little thing. It's like a 10-year-old doesn't need you to watch. For
maybe
the
they'll become artists. The neglect. You never know.
You know, yeah, that's, I'm just sowing. I'm sowing the seeds for the next
sowing
generation.
Today's episode is sponsored by neglect.
And cornhole.
And cornhole.
Those are the sounds coming.
Yes, there absolutely is cornhole going on in the background. Y'all probably can tell. I don't know how well I'm going to be able to edit it out, but we will see.
In the background.
Absolutely. Hey, well, you know, that brings me to my next thought. I think we're having a cornhole tournament starting here next month. So if y'all want to come into the Key and play cornhole every Wednesday, I think that's happening. So you can come ahead and do that.
Was that really your next thought?
What?
That was really your next thought?
That's really what happened when I heard
you
that. You have to turn it into something.
What if you guys called it, like, the keyhole?
The keyhole.
Yo.
The keyhole.
What if we called it the keyhole for the cornhole tournament? Yes. Yeah. I'm talking to one of my coworkers right now about it. We're going to make it happen. Right?
The keyhole?
The cornhole tournament. We're gonna call it the keyhole. The keyhole tournament. That'll make people show up.
I think the key is that you just keep hole in the name.
Yeah, you really use
whatever word precedes it is completely irrelevant.
It's like, I still am just like so mesmerized that you guys call it cornhole.
Whatever happens, remember, the pole is the hole.
It's like you might as well call it glory hole.
I'd play
Did you say boring hole?
Boring hole.
Oh.
Damn, what a burn though. Boring hole.
I bet you were like, you're
wrong
not invited
bathrooms.
To my birthday party. Boring hole. Oh.
All right, y'all, we're going to do a quick aside. What are we drinking, everybody, tonight? What do we got here on the left side? Nico, what you got in front of you? What are you sipping on?
High Noon. Some sips. That's the full label there.
Very cool.
Yep.
Very cool. So some watermelon?
Watermelon
flavor? Perfect.
Made with real juice.
Nice.
I've heard of juice.
Yeah.
I've heard of it. A couple times.
Yeah.
Flavored water because flavored I'm water. Poor and I wanted french fries more than a drink.
Respect.
Good call.
Respect. What kind of flavor? What kind of flavor you got in there?
Strawberry lemonade.
Strawberry lemonade. That's lovely.
$2 at Kroger.
Very good.
There's vitamins in there.
I've heard of vitamins.
I've heard of her too.
Who is she?
But I don't know. I have a glass with a few pieces of ice in it.
Yeah.
That was some other kind of thing. Yeah. What was it called?
It was a swingerita.
A swingerita, which I recommend maybe 8 out of 5 stars. It was delicious.
Cinnamon sugar rim, 1800 reposado with a... No, I'm not going to... I'll go all the way through.
Amazing.
I don't know. Shit was good. If you're here, get one.
Oh, it's my favorite new one on the menu. And finally...
I'm drinking Modelo.
We got a Modelo over here.
Yep.
We got a Modelo. Whenever I serve Modelos to people here at a table, I'm like, all right, I got a Modelo. Like, I actually try and nobody has said anything yet. So I'm waiting for somebody to be like, why are you... Like, what are you
here.
Doing? You know?
Serve me a Modelo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, it's bringing out your Modelo.
Thank you.
That is a hat turner, folks. We have indeed found a hat turner.
What did I tell you about the Modelo?
What'd you say?
I don't know. Vitamins.
Vitamins. Juice and vitamins. If you want to sum this podcast up in 2 words.
Absolutely.
Oh, we by have the some, way, great drag name, Vitaminge.
Vitaminge.
That'd be a great drag name.
Like Ginger Minge. Yeah. I love it. Absolutely.
I forgot to mention as well the other, I think it's 3 artists involved that will be there that kind of make it tonight. Chances, Ray, and C, who is doing the skating. C is for Skate Naked. So I wanted to give them a shout out since they couldn't make it today.
Yes, Ray!
Hell yeah. I was actually about to ask everybody if they wanted to do some plugs real quick for either themselves or anyone else. We can rub our hands together, warm it up, think of who we need to plug.
I'm pulling up dates.
Pull up your Instagrams, pull up those handles, pull up, smash like on that post, okay. You know?
I will say that Friday the 13th, October, Evolve Body Art, that's my shop, we're doing a big Friday the 13th like blowout tattoo special. So it's going to be first come, first serve. It's going to be at the Summit and Hudson location, and it's going to be at the campus location, so get there very early.
That's going to be fucking tight.
Yeah.
And everybody who listens to the show already knows about Evolved. That's for certain.
I never know who does.
So.
Well, that just broke my heart because I worked that day.
No,
I know. You know what the downside to having a day job? It sucks, especially if it's a night job.
But do you have anything that you can plug that's not on a day that you work?
Besides this, I do not have any specific events scheduled until the spring. But if people want to check out what I do, I'm everywhere under my name is Aiden. My Instagram is my name is Aiden with underscores. My name is Aiden.com is my website. I write a regular newspaper column called My Name is Aiden. I try to make it easy for people and also for myself. So if you get on there and search that, you will find me. For better or worse.
Perfect. You already know how to find me. You're right here. Anyway, continue.
Yes, hello. So for all of my drag and performance related art, Instagram is the best place to find me. It's Camilo Creature, all one word, and one L in Camilo. It's not Camijo. And then I'm going to be doing another freak show on the 26th of October, ramp up to Halloween, as well as 2 others with Critter Mortis, who's a pretty famous local alternative drag superstar.
Absolutely.
But they're going to be producing like a whole fun Halloween event that's running multiple days throughout October, so... I'm going to be involved with that, too. And then for art, of course, this upcoming gallery show on the 30th.
Yes. Let's get the details about that just one more time so we've heard it a few times. We can plug it into our calendars.
Plug it into that calendar.
Plug it into that Google calendar. Get that notification.
Yeah, if you have a calendar hole, let's fill it.
Yeah. Absolutely, let's fill
calendar
some holes.
With vitamins. Nothing.
With vitamins.
Yeah, nothing.
Flintstones, yeah. Chewable vitamins. Don't overdose on those, my friends. I think so. Fairly certain, yeah. Good. If you like to eat chalk, you know where to look.
And you're not alone.
You're not alone, yes. We're here for you. And we're here with you.
Weekly anonymous meetings, Monday morning.
If I Monday miss morning. Anything, let Crunch me know, together. Everybody. Okay. It's September 30th.
September 30th.
September 9/30.
9/30. 1201 North High Street. Extraterrestrial. Aliens among you.
So you said the address. What's the name of the building? 1201.
We only have an address.
It's only an address.
It does There's not
only,
have a it does, name. It's it just that cool.
Is it the old Paradise Garage location?
Is that the same as really like the old bicycle shop?
Yeah, it was a bike shop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It was previously a bike shop.
Okay, I think that's it, but I don't want to steer people to the wrong place.
It's Kitty Corner to Out of the Closet.
Yes, that's a good reference.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah. It's right near there.
That is going to help people a lot.
Yeah.
So if you walk across the street and go down two doors across from Out of the Closet, that is where it will be.
Perfect.
It's going to be the place where there's lots of noise.
Yes.
Yeah, we hope
too.
Anyway.
Follow the noise.
Yeah, just get to the place that looks super gay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh no!
Just It'll drive down the high street till you find those.
and if you're in with us, you'll feel it walking by. Don't worry.
Yeah, and then also we'll have skating and drag, and then merch. Am I forgetting anything? Snacks.
Snacks, refreshments.
Good times. Memories.
Stickers.
I know how to rollerblade. Can I hop in?
Yes, please do.
Lovely.
Lots of art.
Lots of art. There's probably, I don't know how many pieces you all are planning, because I said, just bring
100. Fuck it.
We're going to figure it out the day of.
Yeah,
like,
probably.
I'm just going to bring all my shit with me and be like, how much wall space
Well, there's
there?
Literally so much space. I feel like anyone, like, we could just have trans artists walk up to the door and hang it on the wall if they want to. Just come on by.
Yeah.
Just bring screws and a tag.
Yeah.
Honestly, why not? So yeah, as far as anything I have coming up, it's just that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did a couple murals this summer for the first time, 934, and then on High Street, right by Goodale Park. And then you can follow me on Instagram, Nico Rainbow. But my name's Nico Taylor. There has been confusion about that. I've been going Nico Rainbow.
That's N-I-K-O dot Rain and then B-E-A-U.
Yes.
Yes.
Like you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not B-O-W. It's not like a rainbow, like a gay rainbow. You know, it's rainbow.
Rainbow.
You're dating the rainbow.
Like a Cajun rainbow.
Yeah.
Taste the rainbow.
Rainbow.
Date the rainbow.
Don't be the
Colonel Rainbow.
Yes. And then we didn't quite get your handles.
Oh, yeah. So it's Luca Weinberger, and my Instagram handle is at lowbarart, LOWBARART.
Can we get backstory on that? I was thinking about it today.
Okay.
I was like,
really,
what does that mean to them?
Yeah.
Like, is it like high bar? I'll let you explain.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, because my art is mostly in like tattoos and murals, so it's not really like gallery work at this point, but also, my middle name's Barlow.
Okay, cool.
So there we are. It's just a really dumb pun, but I knew it would come in handy someday.
It's a great name.
It is.
It's
yeah.
a really
Thank
good
you.
Name.
Yeah, that's
well,
really cool.
Well, multiple artists told me you can't call yourself Luca Weinberger on Instagram.
I don't know.
Wait, why?
Because it's too long and hard to spell.
Oh, okay.
Because Luca, people do a C instead of a K. Weinberger, so many people spelling it B-U-R-G-E-R. It's like, am I a cartoon character? Do you really think that's how my name is spelled? Do you know any German? Come on.
Right.
Yeah.
Or like the character from iCarly, Captain Wartburger. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do not.
You don't? Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I remember iCarly when I would come home from work when I was in my 30s, I might flip past iCarly.
Like, I babysat some children watching iCarly.
Yeah.
I am a baby. Sorry. I'm trying to get older. It's taking a while, okay? It
don't,
does it at its own pace.
Don't rush it.
Sometimes I just sit there and I'm just like, you know, just trying to get older. You know what I mean?
I do know, but I do the opposite.
You do that? Okay,
yeah. I'm like, come on, hair, grow back.
I'll get there. Any last parting thoughts before we wrap up this section, at least?
Oh, I do have one other thing that I'm doing before the end of the year. So I got this grant from GCAC to create a neighborhood connections project in the Hilltop, because that's where I live. So what I decided to do is make an outdoor permanent installation that is just shelves filled with books. And a mural and furniture and lighting, and it's going to be mostly like banned books and queer authors and BIPOC authors for kids, and so I'm going to be getting started on that next week. And yeah, there's just going to be shelves filled with books and a place to lounge. It's going to be right across, right behind Third Way Cafe on West Broad and Westmore.
Word.
Street.
Yeah. Very nice.
It's gonna be cool. Yeah.
Cool.
I'll plug something that is not mine. It is all of ours. It's called Cartoons Crossroads Columbus. So I'm actually in art school right now, specifically studying comics, which isn't really what I bring into like gallery spaces or performance, but is another love of mine. And CXC is Cartoons Crossroads Columbus. And it's fully free, fully open to the public. They have a website with like really clear information about it. I highly encourage anybody that has a love of comics, cartooning, and just art in general to go check it out, because the speakers and the workshops there are super inspiring.
Excellent.
I'd like to give a shout, since we mentioned it, Nico and Camilo and I collaborated earlier in the year on a video project that we named Person. It's a short, like three and a half minute piece about trans visibility and the importance of it. And if people want to see that, it's pinned to the top of my Instagram page. That's probably the easiest way to find it. And it's out and about. It's on YouTube. It's that, but the Instagram page is probably the quickest way to find it. Yeah, if you want to see me naked being painted by strangers at the time, go for it.
We became good friends.
Well,
by
now,
the end
of it. You really get to know somebody.
It's.
You know, my favorite part of that whole project was when you said you were going to paint my ear, and you hoped it wasn't weird. And it was, and it was the very last part you were going to paint. And I was like, no,
it's like showing an ankle.
At this point, I think it's okay.
Everything else.
Lift and paint the underneath of things, like, yes, everywhere.
But I was worried about your ear. I mean, it's like a bad sensation in there. That's like a prolonged wet willy.
I was good with it.
I guess you have children. They give wet willies. Oh,
you
want to
get into it.
There's another drag name, prolonged wet willy.
Wet willy for sure.
They call me wet.
Not only though did Camilo paint Aiden's ear, Aiden also had to sit there naked for a bit because my camera kept dying.
Yeah.
Well, wait, hold on. Sorry.
Legit.
Oh, fuck. Sorry. Hang on.
It was stop motion. I was like, oh no. Pause.
I was naked for like 4 hours straight. Not even socks. 4 hours. With a black background. You can't hide. I know, right?
That's wild. Wait, so you were giving out free feedback?
What? Yeah.
You didn't make them pay for that?
It cuts.
That's it, honey. That's just basic business.
I know, listen, I'm new.
You have to put your foot in the door somehow.
No, I did. I'm as bad a business person as I am a parent.
Your kids will make great artists.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure I'll see all of their streams.
Well,
and there we go.
I don't have anything else. This has been a lovely time. I appreciate y'all being here. I know some of you have to go now. We can continue to record. I'm cool with that. But I'm going to go ahead and put us on a quick hiatus for just a few minutes.